This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. I'm Paige.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So today is a big day.
You are.
Today is National Burger Day. Hamburger Day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you were
hashtag National Hamburger Day.
Think a fur joke there.
Oh. No. Yeah. Why would I ever do that?
I don't know. Order of thighs?
No, I would never do that.
I love that. I'll have the F burger and order of thighs.
Well.
You talking about a fat burger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to really hurt your feelings, though.
Fat burger.
Instead of impossible.
This isn't about the food. It's about the black comedian from Def Comedy Jam.
No.
Hamburger.
Even though I like the way you say that. The most popular type of burger now is chicken burger, which isn't even a hamburger. It's a chicken burger. Like it's it's National Hamburger Day, people.
I like a good bacon and Swiss chicken sandwich, but it's not a burger.
No, it's not a burger.
Stupid ass.
What is...
Dumb bastards.
I'll look that one up too. I love the internet.
So,
what defines a burger? I thought that was based off Hamburg,
Germany.
Like Hamburg, Germany. Yeah.
Well, I don't know where it started. That's a good. It's a good assumption.
That's a good question.
It could be true. We thought it's all hamburgers and Germany.
I know it means a.
If you expected
a ball team.
Like a cheeseburger to be number one in 50 states, that's not true, according to. DoorDash.
Oh, which we'll talk Carlton, y'all, burger.
A burger, in its most common understanding, is a sandwich consisting of a cooked patty of ground meat, but typically beef, between two halves of a bun or roll.
What is this ground meat you speak of?
Like, have you ever had a hamburger steak?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to do homemade, to make it good.
Mm. Now, I must be a weirdo.
Weird ass.
But I like to go to fast food restaurants and order, and it's probably not good for my animals to do this, but I order them a plain cheeseburger.
So I was going to bring it up if you didn't. Paige feeds her animals cheeseburgers. Not all the time.
They love it.
Do you get onions on it?
No, it's plain, just meat and cheese.
Oh, you
the way I eat the same way your dogs do.
Really?
Yeah.
You imagine those dog farts.
No condiments, no onions.
They get on all fours to pee.
Dogs' armpits stink because he eats onions all the time.
One leg in the air.
No, they do. They do not like onions. Same I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm at the point where I'm hardly eating any like fast food.
Oh.
Because it doesn't make me feel good.
Hmm.
No. What does it do to you?
Makes you horny.
Chocolate makes them
Heinz 57 and French fried
potatoes. A big kosher pickle
and a cold draft beer.
The only food that releases endorphins in my brain would be chocolate.
Oysters.
You ever swam with the endorphins?
But I hear that they rape you, so I never wanted to.
Not true. I played golf with Dan Marino one time, and he didn't lay a hand on me.
That dolphins will get sexual with you, so I was always afraid to do that on a cruise.
That was great, though.
You're just sitting there getting aroused by their bottle nose.
I hear that
they have, like, I don't know.
I want to be the beach ball you twirl around in your nose, little endorphin. The Miami Dolphins.
So I never did that.
Jesus.
So back to the hamburger thing.
It's hard to top that. That was great.
What about a dolphin burger? You ever had one?
No.
Yeah.
Mercury
Morris.
Like
well done.
A veggie burger, but I hear that that's not even, should never be considered even a burger whatsoever.
Well,
it's
not like
even
some of them, you know, it's that
hamburger. Impossible.
That grass-fed rule. It only has to be a certain small percentage
Yes.
that they can call it grass-fed.
It's like the word recycled, you know, or the word assembled, how we use that now. Yep. Assembled.
Why does nobody recycle glass anymore?
That's a good question.
They will not take it.
Because it's cheaper to make it than it is to recycle.
Exactly right. Because I used to, when I started my business, I'll be honest, I was trying to like get into that. I mean, I'm just being very honest. I was trying to like do the earth friendly stuff.
I love
stuff.
That. Natural ingredients.
And I was using recycled, no, I didn't recycle them, but it was recycled glass bottles.
So you got them cheaper? Because they were recycled?
No, because
not
the
now.
Chemicals that you have to put in and
now,
it's expensive.
It's cheaper to buy new green glass bottles than it is to buy the recycled glass bottles.
God, I can't take them anywhere. I got to throw them away. So now that makes me not want to buy glass as much. I'm buying cans
well, plastic
and plastic.
Isn't all plastic that healthy don't ship for good. You. And plus, it seeps. So you want to get metal. Or, well, I'm not sure about the metal being healthy either, but glass.
Rock on.
But, you know, it's like it's easier to get rid of. And people say, well, black plastics cause cancer, this, that, and the other. Like,
yeah, where are we going to put our trash then? Huh?
Like something always does.
White ones aren't as good as the black ones. Yeah, I'll say it.
No, you said it.
You ain't going to have a white steel sack.
You want to stop cancer? Smoke from the other end. How about that?
Right.
Reverse it.
And that
what?
For real, remember?
Smoke butts out.
The other day, the most littered item in the world is cigarette butts.
I believe it.
So many of
them.
They
cause so many fires in the United States.
Well, yeah, but people don't consider it like trash. Like, they don't
well,
consider
it. Well, they
need it. To. You know what they do? They'll like leave a cigarette on the, like, they could, before they go to Walmart, they'll smoke it, and they'll leave it on the ledge before they come out.
Oh, gosh.
And they'll pick it back up.
And it, yeah, half of it will burn. It'll look like a freaking incense sticks. You know how they'll burn and leave that little trail there? It looks like a
Or if you go to certain places line. Where there's like a ton of butts in the receptacle is disgusting. It is disgusting.
Yeah.
The butt receptacle.
They are the receptacle.
Whatever you call it.
If you see somebody's cigarette, go teabag it.
Teabag their cigarette?
Oh, yeah. Just
not if it's lit, though. It'll burn you.
Well, like the other end.
Yeah.
And it's like, I teabagged that cigarette you're about to pick up and put back in your mouth.
But what if the Lord said you were being mean, so I'm giving you testicular cancer for that?
What if the guy says, I know you teabagged this. That's why I came out so early.
That's why I like it. They taste menthol, but they're not.
No. Minty fresh.
No, the guy had Bengay on his Johnson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you close headlines?
No. Okay. I'm paging those You Rise Guys headlines. Thank you for listening.
Thank you
appreciate
so much.
You.
Johnson.
Thank you.
Appreciate you more.
You don't hear that one much.
When we come back... I brought some fun things to the table today. I have my usual fart humor.
Ooh.
I have someone doing when someone had some hard times, they needed to earn money, so they did commercials and stuff that they might not be so much proud of now.
Ooh, chunky.
Uh-oh.
And then also introduce you to a kid who can he knows the alphabet but cannot spell for crap.
Whoa.
Spell.
He might not
I can't talk, but he can, like, can't spell.
He's like Dewey Cox.
Dewey Cox is good.
I got this right here. Who is that?
I can't even.
It sounds like the original Looney Tunes voices, guys.
We haven't heard from this guy in a long time. But now he's out and about.
Mel Blanc.
Nope.
Never could say his last name. It was dirty.
Uh-oh.
It's real dirty.
Shame on him.
Yeah. All right. The best damn audio next. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best, damn. And now it's time for the best, damn audio.
Oh, I nominate you for an award for creating that little segment introduction, Fat Boy.
You know, I appreciate you, but I think somebody else has to do it before they consider it. It's like insider trading if you do it or something like
so,
that.
So, I know. It's like that time I tried to nominate myself for a Jefferson Award. I went downstairs to... I had some business downstairs, some paperwork at me. That's be called.
Some research?
No, I went to the bathroom. And I looked at the... Your name is not on that award, Fat Boy. I was astonished.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Whose name's on the award? That's it?
Yeah, not him.
Yeah, a lot of that happened.
And I'm not on there either.
A lot of people got it by association, the award.
I'm going to go start smashing things.
Do you know a crystal smith that we could get to engrave this? Engraver, would it be called a crystal smith, a silversmith?
One of those, like a glassist. Right. It's a glass, right?
It's yeah, it's like one of them crystal things. Yeah. It's like they're like, oh, we don't want to make it a regular trophy because... What are you going to put a golden microphone on there and something lame like that? So they do them things the way they do. We build buildings now. They're not beautiful. We want them to look artful, artsy, sculpty, and it looks you know what.
I don't know. I didn't think about this earlier. I can get my hookup. Shout out, Rusty.
To yesterday for saying it.
For what?
Yeah, I meant it as happy.
I'm going to start swapping nameplates off these awards so I can get them pre-made, like 10 or 15 of them.
Yeah.
Let's go around and screw them on there.
Okay.
That way, Toys for Tots was like, I donated personally every year.
I generally.
Yeah, no. We generally would bring our own stuff. So yeah. Technically, yeah. And also, like, I mean, weird question, I know. Like, weird question. We're going to get at the BDA, but weird question. When the government is the government, our United States government. Yep. But.
Thank you.
The Marines, and God love them, Semper Fi. They're an extension of said government. When they do they taxes, and do they get to count Toys for Tots on their expenditures?
That's a great question.
For tax deduction that they're paying back to themselves.
The only thing I know about the Marines is they only get where they're going because the Navy took them.
That's right.
That's all I know.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
And both of those branches would call the Air Force the chair force because I've heard them do it.
I know. And then, like, sailors, you thought, what do they do besides eat spinach and beat people up and cuss a lot? They get tattoos and they're gay. That's what they all said. That's what they said. I was like, it ain't true.
The branches, when they go back and forth with each other with these jokes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It gets rough.
I know. I went to church with a former sailor. He ate pretty much meat only. He didn't beat up his wife.
He didn't talk funny.
He didn't cuss, and he didn't have an anchor tattooed on his forearm.
An anchor. That's what it was. I was trying to think of the tattoo. Was it a heart? Was it an anchor?
Some bastard the other day asked me if I thought that they said something about, I like your anchor tat. I'm like, that ain't an anchor. That's a cross with... it was supposed to look like a...
You got a Popeye tattoo.
I mean, some kind of like billowing robe that's going around it or whatever is for my dad. But like from a distance, I'm like, by God, I guess it does look like
a... If I get a Popeye tattoo, I'm going to get a breast and a wing tattooed on my arm.
Love that, Jim. Bye-bye. You know, they don't even serve spinach there. They don't. They have turnips, but they don't have the spinach.
If you work at Popeye's, you should talk like Popeye at least once a shift.
Or matey.
Like what you have in the
drive-thru. Smoke a pipe, or at least have one in your mouth the entire time.
Or laugh like Popeye does. That's it.
That's what you have, a biscuit today.
And then every once in a while, like a customer is like talking crap to you, and you don't, like, you're a puss. You're like, oh, I'm not going to do anything back. And then suddenly you open a can. Yeah. With your hand, you squeeze it in the top pocket.
We want you to swing your arm too, like a ball
bat. Olive oil.
Yeah, I mean, I get like that was for like programming of eat your vegetables, kids. Like that's what. But I think if you ate too much spinach, it'd turn your doo-doo green.
Who was olive? Shelley Duvall was olive oil, right?
Mm-hmm. In the movie, Robin Williams, and I don't know who Bluto was. Anyway, the best damn audio.
Damn.
Okay, so it's the easiest way to say this, and Fat Boy did remind me of something. So when I pick my best damn audio, 99.9999999999% of the time, it's video that the audio is being played off of. So I hope that this translates well. But this is a kid who knows his alphabet. He knows the letters, and he can sound them out. Like if he pointed at your name, Paige, he would say P-A-I-G-E. P-A. But then if you tell him to pronounce that word, well, that's when you run into problems like this compilation right here.
P-O-R-S-T-H-E. Okay. T-R-A-V. Is this V?
Uh-huh.
E-R-S-E.
What does that spell?
Car.
Spell it.
R-A-L-E-N.
What does that spell?
Noodles. M-U-T-E-L-L-E.
What's the word?
Peanut butter.
I heard a bunch of stupid kids is what I heard.
Nutella was the one.
Are you sure it was a peanut butter?
Peanut butter. Okay, so you're right. You're right. You're right. I'm fine. I'm sitting here watching Paige, who's like an angel of, I'm smiling if I don't think it's funny. And she would look kind of like,
She's borderline. If she don't get it, you know it's not funny.
Like she's just a cartoon character got boinked in the head and her eyes are crossed and her mouth's kind of like,
No, I was just listening.
No, I know. It wasn't that good, though. You're right.
No, it was good.
They get better, I promise.
She was looking like the cross-eyed 1,000-pound sister. What size did you wear?
Oh, my God.
You
imagine
me.
You lose down to like 250 and they're still calling you the 1,000-pound sister. It's like they were 1,000-pound together.
Skinny 1,000-pound sister.
Yeah, but she's not. Dude. I mean, should have somebody like threw her back down the well to see if her eyes got fixed.
Have you seen what people are doing with the clips? They take the AI clips and make the AI babies with them. They did it with 1,000-pound sisters, and they even made the baby cross-eyed. It was perfect.
I've never seen that show.
Have you seen the Dusty Rhodes Hard Times promo?
I haven't seen that
one. Oh, my God.
But I saw the Pinky Baby from Next Friday.
It's like, I don't want to do it, but like if I could down the road choose to watch a movie, do I want to watch Marty McFly as an 80-year-old man on a hoverboard, or do I want to watch him as an 8-year-old kid? I can pick now. It's amazing. All right. Fat Boy, take it away. Win this thing. It's not a battle.
Lord.
You know, kids like to. Kids love animals. They really do. And that's how you can tell if you got an evil kid or not, you know, if he's mean to animals or whatnot. But anyway, this kid wanted to hold a bird. So he holds the bird. It's a cardinal. But the bird, I guess the bird didn't want to be held.
Yeah.
So look, sometimes they say, kids say the damnedest things, right?
They do.
Well, this one definitely did right here. Might be the first time he ever cussed. That's the bird.
Ow. Ow. What the Ow. Why did he bite me?
Okay, I don't know if you have time to play it again, but
I will, regardless.
So he's going and picking up the bird, and the bird's biting him, and he just screams the S word for some reason over and over again.
Yeah, it's a, it's a cardinal, and he's picking it up, and like in his hand, he's not squeezing it too hard, but the cardinal's biting, like he reaches down to bite his hand, like around it.
Okay.
Where in the hell is it? Give me a second here. Here we go. Get my damn mouse! Sorry, here we go.
Ow! Ow! What the Ow! Why did he bite me?
Mom's trying not to laugh because he says, what the S?
What the S? Wow. Paige is the new test on this. That one didn't resonate with her either.
I feel like her tism might be kicking in over here. She's not paying attention.
Priapism, is that what you were referring to?
Can we do something unprecedented?
No, wait, two breaker?
We might have to.
Jeez.
I know. Well, we got too wild with old vegan hippie pit hair chick.
Oh, yeah.
Even though she was good.
She was great.
And you may end up, turning her out. You know what I'm saying?
Not going to do it. She's, that'd be weird to then go to yoga and then, like, that kind of thing. Like, I saw you in a position like that the other day with no pants on.
Oh, you can't make it awkward.
Yoga pants.
Can't do that either.
Without yoga pants.
Plus, I don't know that I'm her type,
You don't know. She may like you.
I mean, she might be into women.
Oh.
Well,
she's got a kind of little bit of... I know, we have that in common. So we could be the best of friends.
Okay.
All right, when we return, a second half of the best damn audio. Who fell on hard times and had to do a car commercial back in the 80s to, or excuse me, 90s, to get a free car? We're going to play that very ad for you and more. Fat Boy, do you want to tease something here?
No, just, oh, I got the laugh coming up. Let's see who's laughing.
Yeah. Whose laugh that is? Laugh.
What they're laughing at.
The longest, best damn audio of all time.
Damn.
Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shout.
All right, this isn't a battle, but so far people are saying on the text line, I guess they're people. It might be some bots. You ever think, like, can bots text us?
Oh, yeah,
they
now
probably
they could
do.
For sure. Oh. Definitely could.
This so is probably I shouldn't have entered my PayPal on that one then.
You'll learn, buddy, when they wipe you out.
They'll learn. That's your PayPal.
I think they're neck and neck as far as, like, you know, neck and neck to the bottom.
Like somebody's just running it through a filter, like, hey, text the Rise Guys and tell them this bit sucks.
They're like, both you guys suck right now. Oh, kid got bit by a bird.
Oh.
Big deal.
Well, I would have screamed way worse than that kid. You want audio of that?
He getting him cussed good, little bastard kid.
This right here is one of my most favorite video type little elements, and I refound it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, I had that saved on a favorite place on an old bookmark on an old browser. I don't know where that thing went. And then I saw it again. It's like,
that's the
love
best.
This.
It is the best when you refine them and say, you know what? Not only am I going to save this for myself, I'm going to share it with everyone. So the year was 1983.
Mm.
And
I remember
someone wanted to get maybe a free automobile. And to get the free automobile, they did a series of commercials. This is all hearsay. But here is one of said commercials from 1983, Bradenton, Florida, Tom Stymus Auto.
Tom Stymus, Dusty Rhodes, bringing it to you factory direct. Tell them, Dream, tell them.
The American Dream never lied to you. We can't lie to you. We can't beat it. Awesome's the word. When the Russians can't put a spaceship on the moon, that ain't awesome. Awesome is America. Awesome is Tom Stivers. Awesome is our deals. And if you can't deal with us, then we gonna come deal with you. And you don't want that mess around your house, because we gonna knock you out.
Like, clearly, oh, one take.
Yeah,
one take.
I feel like they're trying to wind him down in the end because he kind of got distracted, it sounded like, a little bit.
We're going to knock you out.
He remembered he was, like, facing Nikita and Ivan probably that weekend at the Omni. And it's like, I got to take a shot at the Russians. They couldn't land on the moon 20 years ago.
The arena that did not have any luxury suites.
The Omni?
That's why they couldn't keep a team.
The Omni, yeah. God, they really, I mean, that's a solid point.
That's why the Flames left, and then they came back and left again.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't enough hype.
They couldn't sell luxury suites. Like, well, you can't have a hockey team if you can't sell suites.
You hear that that Charlotte might be getting a WNBA team again.
Oh, it's going to be the Sting again.
That's
too.
What they were talking
that's
about
sweet.
On the Sparks
women.
Game.
You know who their best player was last time they were the Sting?
Freaking Dawn Staley.
Yep. Old Dawn, baby.
She's head of the Lady Cox page.
Dawn. Let me get this call real quick. I do your commercial.
Tom Stymus. That sounds like Dawn Imus, baby.
God, I wonder if he's still with us.
He's dead. Yeah, he died. Both of them, Dusty and Don Imus.
Can you top Stymus? That, Fat Boy? That was pretty dang good.
I don't know, but this
you do one. A good horse. Do you hear that?
Does that count as a clip?
Mm-hmm.
No.
So, I played the laugh for you, you know, ad nauseum, they say, over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Who's laughing and about what? I'm going to play the clip, and if you can't understand it, I'll tell you what happened. And I'll go ahead and tell you who it is. Cameron and Mace have a podcast, and they're good buddies.
Of course they do.
They went to high school together, you know, followed each other's careers, whatnot.
Yeah.
So what's popular right now, as you're going around as a topic, is old Diddy trial.
Mm-hmm.
So they're Cam'ron's talking about the Diddy trial, and then you hear Mace laugh. But if you can't understand what they're talking about, I'll tell you what it is, because this was a shock. It surprised people.
Is Mace still a preacher?
No, he's not.
Really?
I don't think so.
Backslider.
He doesn't talk like he's one.
Backslider.
I can't wait to hear this.
It's a pretty funny clip, though.
I was watching the P. Diddy trial. It's a named the Punisher came in here yesterday. Was he running around a bad boy back in the days, Murder? Named the Punisher. Who was the Punisher? Was he security back in the day? Who's the Punisher? The male prostitute?
Yeah, I never met him.
I ain't know if that was somebody changing their identity up. Bentley or what? Say, you ain't Mr. Bentley no more. You the Punisher.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
That was super wild.
Yeah.
That's right. There was a male prostitute named the Punisher.
The Punisher? Man. Not Mr. Bentley?
That Diddy would hire.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
wow.
Like with all the other allegations that the Punisher was into that were going on. And then Mace said he never met him. But
Paige is thinking it's the guy who has the big skull on his chest in the Marvel comic books.
They ain't that Punisher. No, they back just as ripped. You know what I don't like? There's a word rappers say in a song.
Oh my God, don't go there.
Well, I'm saying like if they say it to each other, I shouldn't have to bleep it, right? As long as I don't say it.
I mean,
I feel
this
like
this is a gray
this.
Area.
I don't know.
It sounds more like a black area.
It feels disrespectful.
I don't know.
Me bleeping it.
I'll tell you the funny thing. Look at Paige turning away. She knows this story. I was in line at a fast food restaurant. Obviously, this has been quite some time ago, and I was listening to a rap song or whatever, and it's on like three. On the volume, so the person standing at the window can hear. And that person was of color. And when the certain part came on, I knew the lyric was going to be that. I turned it down. She looked at me and gave me a wink.
Oh, I thought she was going to start singing it.
Oh, no.
She just gave me a little wink. Like,
she knows.
I saw what you did. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It was fine, though, but go ahead.
Yeah. I was
if you were singing along, that would have been issues.
Yeah,
I was in a business in like an official work capacity, and they were playing Uncut Biggie. I'm like, oh, wow.
Well,
two old people just walked out the door.
I know. And like when I went to see Big Sean that time, yeah, I went. And Big Sean, Ying Yang. Like I'm right at like fourth row, and there's like certain I knew every word, and there's like just certain parts I couldn't sing.
You don't even mouth it though, right? Because somebody's watching.
I know. I'm like, there's probably somebody up there on the drum kit with a camera and sitting there zooming in. I'm gonna be on World Star later singing along. Nope, not gonna do it.
I'm gonna take Rico with me when I go to a show. I'm like, you sing these parts,
right?
I can't sing.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
Oh Lord,
that was great. My turn now, right?
It is your turn.
All right. This one's real simple to explain. This is from an international. That was his chair. International gas station. By that I mean, it looks like it is.
I've seen those underwear.
The person that's being that's trying to purchase something. Is clearly a tourist. This person is sitting on a chair. Has been what we would call jerry-rigged stay together. Now, what happens is sometimes when a chair falls, everything goes. See if you can hear. When you hear the explosion, wait for it.
That ain't real.
It is. It's a woman sitting on. She's behind the desk. Sitting on this chair that was propped up. You could already tell it was teetering. And there's a woman standing there buying what looked to be a candy bar, some kind of protein bar or something like that.
She'll need a protein
bar. And she just lays it there and just walks away as this woman collapses in the floor and farts for a near 30 seconds.
Can I do it again? God.
Please.
That's a big...
God, man,
good
it was
Lord.
That was coming from depths of ass.
Yes,
that is.
That's like one she had been holding, waiting on the busyness of people buying lottery
that's
tickets
like she
and crap.
Bit over and let it flow.
She fell to the ground and then it just all came out.
That's when you know she's a big woman. Like that had
she
to
was.
Come from.
She had a large posterior.
Long intestines. It had to make its way out of.
Long I mean, intestines.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Listen to it get ramped up.
It's like, no, don't close it up yet. There's more. There's a little bit more. Going.
The sucker got a second wind.
It was like she took a breath and more came out.
Oh, my God. Like, how
can you do that? Like when you're doing it, can you take a deep breath and add more to it?
No, but you like you can control. Like sometimes if I do it, it sounds like a...
Like different notes.
Early
like
morning, you can play it like an instrument. I know.
Like a door in a haunted house. But this sounds like a go-kart taking off.
That's like a slick track.
Like I want to hear Mike Joy call that fart.
Next time Jug's in here, we're going to play fart or NASCAR sound. And we'll see if Jug can tell.
That's a great title.
That's a fart, boys. Oh, no, that was you taking off at Daytona.
That's a NASCAR sound.
All right, take us home.
All right, there's a this is always fun. But it's
sorry, I was talking to Uber. Go ahead.
It's just a prank. This guy is riding with his dad, and his dad's got a ball of liquor. And right when his dad takes a drink of his liquor, old Sonny here slams on the brakes. And then the dad just kind of laid into him. That's something you don't do.
Oh, man.
You bitch. Man, why you do that for? You make me waste my liquor now. I don't like to waste my alcohol now, bro. You can't even keep the damn down. Yeah, bully. Hey, don't do that no more.
Oh, God, that's
okay,
gross.
Yes, because I want you to go back to it. I'm just imagining the guy sitting there with, like, a pint of something, maybe some Ripple, and dude hits the brakes, and it sloshes everywhere.
Oh,
the
my
first
God.
Few words out of his
mouth. I don't love to waste my alcohol.
You bitch. Man, what you do that for? You make me waste my liquor now. I don't like to waste my alcohol now, bro. Can't even keep the damn down. Yeah, bully. Hey, don't do that no more.
It's like the old Arsenio Hall character from the barbershop.
Where's the second noise, though? Oh.
I got to hear it again. I like the way it says alcohol.
I'm glad you chose that one last.
You bitch. Man, what you do that for?
Back off.
You make me waste my liquor now. I don't like to waste my alcohol now, bro. Can't even keep the damn down. Yeah, bully. Hey, don't do that no more.
I think that was just a laugh, a little.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't like to waste my alcohol.
When people laugh and do the, like, or is that them taking a breath? Is they have like vape lung, or is it like where's that at in their throat?
I don't know with the cackle, man.
Is it something where they like roll the tongue when they laugh?
Like if you're hitting a pot bowl.
Well, yeah, they say that smoker laugh or. You know that laugh? Like they just took a hit of something and they're like, like I don't want to exhale all this yet, but that was funny, dude.
The smoker's laugh's great.
It sounds like the tea's almost ready. It's like when you listen to a woman urine. It sounds like the tea's ready.
Are the tea's ready?
That was vile. All right. If you got some good audio, send it to us. DM us, tag us, whatever it is. I'm at O'Maffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. Fatboy is at Fatboy933.
Yeah, boys. That was fun.
Paige is at, it was good. Paige is at Paige933.
What's your last name?
What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, Metallica saved a family from a terrible death.
Yeah.
What happened next in your Ice Guys headlines?
Hokey Nation.
God, what if that's what it was? Do we need to leave James? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the house on fire? Yeah.
Somebody help Lars into the bus. He's short. Yeah. All right. Good morning, everyone. Headlines.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.